Well, good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your home for this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're going to find out what is better than all of those super powerful spiritual giftings that Paul has been telling us about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And he said, I've got a better way to show you. And here we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. In today's reading, the Apostle Paul describes how love is to be shown toward others. While there are things we may not fully understand, when we act in love, we grow in our knowledge of God. And that is so important, beloved. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess up in our Christian walk. But if we can honestly say that we are truly being motivated by godly love, man, love covers a multitude of sins. Amen? So today's saving word, again, is spiritual renewal. And let's go ahead and begin reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. I may be able to speak the languages of human beings and even of the angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging bell. I may have the gift of inspired preaching, and I may have all knowledge and understand all secrets. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains, but if I have no love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have and even give up my body to be burned. But if I have no love, this does me no good. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fails. Love is eternal. There are inspired messages, but they are temporary. There are gifts of speaking in tongues, but they will cease. There is knowledge, but it will pass. For our gifts of knowledge and inspired messages are only partial. But when that which is perfect comes, then what is partial will disappear. When I was a child, my speech, my feelings, and thinking were all those of a child. Now that I am an adult, I have no more use for childish ways. What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror, but then we will see face to face. What I know now is only partial. Then it will be complete as God's knowledge is of me. Meanwhile, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And today's key verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7 that says, love never gives up. And its faith, hope, and patience never fails. So, combined with love, part of love, what makes up love is faith, hope, and patience. Beloved, again, we can make a lot of mistakes in our spiritual walk. We can make big mistakes as husbands or as wives. We can make huge mistakes when it comes to being moms and dads. We are flesh. We have, we're fallible. But if we do it in true love, then God has a special blessing for us. Amen? All right, let's go ahead and pray. Holy God, your love never fails. Teach me to love with patience and kindness and to love without jealousy or conceit. Thank you for your steadfast and eternal love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together on this Wednesday morning to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 25, where the Apostle Paul writes about speaking in strange tongues. Okay, that's something that some of us have heard about. That'll be interesting. And so until then, until tomorrow, beloved, may God richly bless you in all things in the heavenly places is my prayer for you. God bless.